ahli antropologi yang juga penulis buku yang sukses terjual berdasarkan daftar The New York Times ini, memandu sebuah diskusi di mimbar media sosial relatif baru, Clubhouse. Ia bisa berjam-jam di Clubhouse, entah memandu diskusinya sendiri atau ikut mendengarkan diskusi lain.
There are chefs and movie producers and entrepreneurs and artists and writers and athletes, and everybody is like finding their own group and everyone is thinking about how they can contribute.
Menurutnya, diskusi paling menarik sering terjadi di ruang obrolan tertutup. Tapi di ruang terbuka, pengguna bisa mendengarkan tokoh-tokoh seperti bos Tesla Elon Musk, direktur utama Facebook Mark Zuckerberg, atau aktor Jared Leto.
Thanks for inviting me up. It's good to hang with all of you.
All right, Vlad. What really happened? Give us the inside scoop.
Clubhouse tak membolehkan pembicaraan direkam kecuali bila pembicara memberi persetujuan khusus. Analis menilai inilah salah satu alasan sukses viral Clubhouse yang tadinya hanya memiliki ratusan ribu pengguna, tapi kini memiliki jutaan pengguna.
This really enables people to have a real-time audio experience, much like a group chat, like over voice, but you might be connecting with people you don't know yet, or you might be connecting with existing friends.
Jeremiah mencermati ada sekitar 30 aplikasi serupa yang ingin meniru sukses Clubhouse, digarap oleh perusahaan besar seperti Facebook dan Twitter maupun perusahaan rintisan.
Tapi munculnya mimbar obrolan baru, apalagi mimbar obrolan bebas baru ini, kembali juga membuka perdebatan di Amerika Serikat mengenai perlu tidaknya perusahaan-perusahaan yang memiliki mimbar-mimbar seperti ini memoderasi interaksi maupun pembicaraan di forum tersebut. Facebook dan Twitter, dua media sosial dengan pengguna terbanyak misalnya, sekarang ini proaktif untuk memoderasi interaksi, khususnya untuk mencegah adanya misinformasi atau hasutan dan penipuan.
Disitulah letak dilema bagi Clubhouse.
For example, online bullying or misinformation or other nefarious acts or people just committing scams that could possibly lead people astray, let alone false information being spread even by foreign state actors and from every potential location on the globe.
Content moderation at scale is something that even the biggest social media platforms grapple with, and moderating any kind of live content, whether that's video or audio, that is difficult because it is immediate, it's evolving. Unless the content is recorded, then it doesn't live as a static piece that your answer can just be to take it down. So your enforcement actions also might be different in how you handle that. And then moderating live audio in particular is also difficult because it's more cumbersome and time consuming than detecting and analyzing text, whether that's with machine learning tools or with human moderators who may take more time to listen and get the nuances of audio than reading text.
Clubhouse sementara ini gratis bagi pengguna. Tapi analis mencermati bisa juga perusahaan ini munculkan akun premium berbayar di masa mendatang. Dari Washington DC, Nova Purwadi, VOA.